Welcome to the Talkover Podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talkover Podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
Oh shit. Alright, what's going on, guys? Stylus and Double back inside the building.
Oh yeah, hashtag Talkover Podcast.
What's going on, cuzzy?
Mate,
what's up in my G?
Summer is the most peak time for us, isn't it?
Like, Peekumshin, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a miniature apology to our listeners, especially James Hype, who has been complaining on Twitter that there isn't enough Talkover Podcast dropped during the summer. Big up,
yeah,
James
to
Hype.
To be fair, when he tweeted, I had to beat you up, bro. I beated you up.
It was entirely, yeah, I'm going to put it on me. But actually, to begin with, you know what? To begin with, it wasn't, because obviously summer schedules and that. Stylus is flying around everywhere, shooting videos in different countries and DJing loads of places. I've been doing my DIY thing, and like a dickhead, I've been trying to fit a kitchen in my own house rather than just pay the people that know what they're doing to do it. No, I'll save some money. I'll do it in 2 days. And that was like...
Should have took my advice from the start, bro. The guy tells me and I'm like, bruv, fitting kitchens is not a joke, you know.
Oh, mate, I wish you'd told me louder.
I used to fit kitchens back in the day, fam. I know the grind.
I wish you'd said it louder, bro. I really do, because I genuinely thought from start to finish, from getting the old one out to the new one, it was going to be like...
I thought he was in IKEA, didn't he?
I thought it was going to be like...
IKEA with some flat pack shit.
Basically, I thought it was going to be like 5 days and we're done, max. Bro, I shit you not, yeah, that was like 4 weeks ago. And it's still not finished. So, anyway, it's been
that long since we've done a podcast
It really has, and it's my fault because basically, yeah, I've just literally been just full time. I've been a full time DIY man for 4 motherfucking weeks. It's insane. Anyway, we're back now, so let's get on with the musical talk.
Yeah, man. I've seen a few gripes.
Yeah, there's been one.
Double's been one having or two. A bit of whinge. It's normally me that does the whinging on Twitter.
You know what?
It's normally me that does that, bro.
It was
I'm the emotional tweeter.
This one, yeah, was probably my most. It was one of my most interactive tweets. I got so many responses from this. And basically, what? So for the people that don't follow me on Twitter and didn't see the tweet, I turned up at a club, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now, and the mixer that they had in the club was like, bro, I've never seen it before. Like, I've never seen one of these mixers before. It was that old.
Space.
It came from Game of Thrones. That's where it came from.
Came from the Romans.
Yeah. Bro, even the Romans...
The knobs were like stones.
Even the Romans were like, nah, this shit is old. Like, bro, I tweeted a picture of it, but it was insane, man. And I complained because basically, like... There was nothing to it. The fader was one of those slow faders. You know where you move it to the middle and it takes like a second to react.
So you can't even set the curve on it or anything.
No, none of that. No cutting, no scratching. The up faders were... So the cross fader was like on the far right-hand side of the mixer. There was like 6 channels. So the
Let me find this picture.
Bruv. Honestly, man. It was a fucking embarrassment, bruv. I swear, like, the EQ, I can't remember exactly, but I think the EQ only had bass and top. It didn't even have mids. Like...
I found it. The guy put Exhibit A, you know.
No. That was it, bruv.
Is that not the one?
No. I'll get to that. So, anyway.
Shit, that looks...
But, yeah,
peak,
Exhibit A, that is the mixer. So, anyway, I say to the club, I'm basically like, you know, this is, like, obsolete equipment. This is not equipment that can be used in a club. This is not industry standard. And his response basically was their normal mixer, which is a Pioneer one, was out for repair, and that was the one they'd been given as a replacement. And I was like, right, you need to have a word with whatever company it is. Anyway, so a week goes past, and I was assured that the next time I come to the club, it would be the Pioneer one again. I turn up, and it's that same mixer there again. And I'm like, mate, I cannot do my job effectively on this mixer. And bruv, the one they offered, he said, oh, no, it's cool. We've got a different one. I thought you might say that. So we've got a different one. They pulled something out. They pulled out a mixer that was even older than the one I've been complaining about. Bruv.
Bad.
I can't even remember the name of the make. It was like fucking Uni Sound or something. Some
just... Nah, I found it, man. Nah, it was Formula Sound, bro.
Yeah, Formula Sound was the first one. What did you see the second one? Exhibit B.
Yeah, what's the second one? It was Soundcraft.
Soundcraft.
It was a Soundcraft. See, Formula Sound, bro. They were installed in like all of the Luminar venues back in the day. I remember playing in like Opus in Manchester. That was like the last of the Luminar venues that shut like tight. Bro, that was one of the first places I played. Yeah, this is like the start of my career.
Yeah.
That was the thing. It was like racked into the wall. Like into the wall of the booth.
Yeah.
Like a rack mounting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I remember Formula Sound. Formula Sound were like... It might have been the... No, it wasn't even peak mixer back then, bro. It was a shit mixer back then.
Yeah, but you know what it was? Because it was that big corporate club type mixer, it's one of them ones where it's like, right, well, if we buy 500 of them, how much can we get it for?
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll buy a job lot. And obviously, back then, I mean, we're probably talking like 10, maybe 15 years ago and whatnot. And back then, obviously, the technology was completely different. And Pioneer weren't the market leaders. You know what I mean? It wasn't like... And obviously, you're just talking about using CDs or using normal vinyl. You're not using, like, computers and stuff. So,
yeah,
like...
CDs then, man. Coming in with the wallets and that. Like, yeah. Even before then. Yeah. Man.
I understand why back then it was a necessary mixer and whatnot. But my point is, yeah, it's 2019. And, like, I just think... Mate, honestly, I was astounded, bruv. I'm not even going to lie. Like, to have that equipment in a club, it was a main room of a club as well. I just think it's just not, and I put in the tweet, bruv, it's not acceptable. Do you know what I mean? But like, putting it out there, yeah, because obviously I'm not a princess when it comes to this thing. I'm not a diva in any way, shape or form, but you do have to have standards, innit? Like, I don't feel like I'm in the wrong here.
Nah, bruv, you're definitely not in the wrong. Like, you can't, especially with the way DJing is now, like, the technical ability that's involved, the flexing that people do during the sets, like, you can't, like, it's like, I don't know, I use football as an analogy, yeah? It's like putting a world-class footballer in the middle of the pitch and surrounding him with the deadest ballers.
Yeah,
my man's gonna get dragged down to the shit level too. Same thing if you step on a shit mixer that's not cutting it. Faders are mash up. The thing is older than my nan. It's gonna make you fall down to
it's
that
like,
level. Like,
it's
don't
like
get me wrong, you can do a little beat match on them and that. You can mix on them, whatever. But
yeah, but this is
again,
the thing. Like that's
certain,
that's not what
extent,
I do. Like, when I take a lot of pride in my sets, as I know you do as well. Like, when I DJ, I have to do my thing. And that includes doing tricks and chucking, like, acapellas in and doing all sorts of cool shit. So it's not just simple eight-bar mixes.
Look where the crossfader is, man. Why is the crossfader all the way over to the right-hand side?
Bruv, the fucking... The channels,
the bottom right-hand side of the mixer, Dread.
Mate, the channels that I was using were in Brighton and the fucking crossfader's in Wessex.
Oh, my God. I'm just zooming in now.
It's disgusting.
Shit. There's a voiceover with sensitivity... And attenuation. This mixer. I'm just inspecting your picture now. And bruv, guess what it's got? Guess what it had?
It has a punch
button. The ultimate flex.
The punch button. Yeah, so that was the one. That basically, because the crossfader has such a slow reaction time, the punch
button
is a way...
Tell the people what a punch button is, bro.
Well, this is what I'm doing,
yeah. These new kids, they might not have no idea.
The crossfader has such a slow reaction time that the punch button basically allows the opposite channel to cut in and out instantly. So it's like using a crossfader to cut in, but you have to physically push a button. This mixer is so old and shit and fucking for mobile DJs that it doesn't even have a mic channel built into it, but instead it has a socket at the top where you can plug a light in that you can have
a lamp. I can see it.
Exactly.
It's got a 16 volt lamp plug. It looks like you could stick a TV aerial in there.
Yeah, exactly. And you have one of those little flexi fiber optic light things hanging over so you can see what you're doing. Bruv, This fucking mixer takes the piss out of life, mate. I'm telling you. But
it's even got stereo jack written under where you put the headphones in. In case you didn't know, innit?
Fucking horrendous, mate. Fucking horrendous. But yeah,
I was going to say punch buttons. I was going to say the punch button thing, bro. I remember when I first got... it was a Gemini mixer. It was a three-channel thing. It was the first decent mixer that I had. And it had punch buttons either side of the crossfader.
Yeah.
And
I think I had the same one. Was that... did it have like a chrome finish?
Yeah, it was like silvery chrome. It was a Gemini PX PC something. Fuck knows.
Yeah, I had the same one.
When man used to mix garage, because you used to do that chopping, like, do you know what I mean? The chopping, the little breaks and that. The punch buttons were hard back then. Like, obviously, technology was nothing back then, innit? So when man seen a punch button, I was gassed.
Bro.
Obviously now you just want to punch the mixer.
Yeah, innit? Like, fucking
not, punch button, not so. But yeah, I remember the punch buttons.
It's bad, man.
But I feel you, bro. I feel you. I've dealt with some shockers, bro. The Allen and Heath mixers, I've got to say, for me, are the worst ones. I know, like, a certain house man will like them and rave about them and the faders and
Allen
whatever.
And Heath.
But Allen and Heath, bro, could possibly be the worst mixer out there.
Oh, I don't know. I think Formula Sound mixer definitely.
I mean for this current, Formula Sound, bro. They shouldn't even be in a conversation in 2019. We shouldn't even be talking about Formula Sound. Can you even buy them things anymore?
Oh, mate. Yeah, I think in the museum gift shop.
Formula Sound mixer. Let me have a look. Let's see what comes up. There you go. So you can buy it. You can buy it, bruv. What the fuck?
Don't tell me they're like £800.
You could buy that mixer used on eBay, £600, cuz.
Oh, mate, someone is fucking reaching. Fuck that shit. If anyone...
£600?
All right, listen, I'm going to put this out there. If I ever find out that anyone paid £600 for that mixer, I'm going to fucking clart them up in the worst way. I'm coming for you. I'm going to steal your mixer and smash it up in front of you. Yeah.
Bro, do you know what? Yeah, I've not really had too many incidents recently with bad gear.
Touch wood.
Like, most of my spots are pretty decent. Most of my spots are pretty decent. Bar my Thursday. I do a Thursday at Livia. I'm just going to say it anyway because I'm not asked. They've got an S9, but the buttons don't... Yeah, but they've got an S9, bro, but the buttons don't work.
Oh.
So it's kind of...
pointless.
You know, like you have the six pads or the eight pads on each side. So
yeah,
you can,
yeah, like the key points and stuff.
They don't work. So it's like semi irrelevant, but like that's the only gripe I've got really at the minute with stuff. Like Ink are pretty good with it.
Yeah.
My Saturday spot, they got a brand spanking Nexus 900, 2000 Mark IIs or whatever, and like one of them broke last week. And no lie, within an hour, a guy came into the club, middle of my set, and flipped me a new one, Dread.
Yes. Where's that Ink?
There and then. No, that was at my Saturday spot in Northern Quarter 22. Big up 2022. Guy that looks after the DJs is a DJ himself.
Right, so, he knows what's up. Knows, that's the thing, bro. This is the thing, yeah. Every time I come across places where someone in charge or someone in authority in the club is a DJ, the DJ booth is always patterned. Shouts out to Paul Blaze, by the way, because I was in Vienna. I think you're doing it like next week or something, aren't you? Club VIP.
End of August. Blood.
Oh, end of August. So Club VIP, yeah, in Vienna. I was there like 2 weeks ago. Paul Blaze is the guy that's basically in charge of the whole night and runs the venue. He's a DJ himself. Brother, turned up. The booth is massive. The DJ box had so much space in it. And all of the equipment was perfect. The monitors were perfect. Everything. They had an S9 as well. Everything was spot on. Another place as well, actually, one exception to the rule, Jalu. Jalu in Newcastle and Jalu in York. John, the manager, shouts to John.
Yeah, yeah, big up like, John. Big up man like John.
Always made sure that the equipment is top. Like, and
he may as well be a DJ, John, though. He's a DJ in the afterlife, that guy.
Yeah, basically. No, but you know what, actually, I think he does DJ, or he did DJ. I'll have to check with him.
He DJs in the office on his Spotify. I see him gassing on his Instagram, man. The guy's funny.
He challenged me to a slow jam clash the other day, which I'm probably going to take him up on next time I'm up there.
Yeah,
I put it out on my Insta story that no one can clash me when it comes to slow jams. And he did. He messaged me.
Bro, I'll clash you on slow jams. Oh, are you mad?
Bro, I'll bury everyone on a slow jam.
I'm a wet guy, mate. Slow jams is my thing, you know.
Nah, everyone.
When I'm at home, I don't listen to no club shit. I listen to slow jams.
That's like me in the gym. Stuff. That's like me in the gym, bro.
In the gym.
I swear, in the gym, yeah. If you saw my gym playlist, you'd think
I'd be bossing a slow wine on the fucking on the weights and that.
Flexing. But honestly, I listen to slow jams when I'm working out.
Like, that's proper gay. I'm joking.
but anyway, back to the topic, yeah. So where I was going with this is I'm not a diva when it comes to the equipment and stuff. When it's a guest set, I'll always check in with the venue to make sure they've at least got industry standard stuff. But it's one of them things where like, what do you do in that situation? What would you do if you turn up at the club and the mixer is proper shit? Like,
bro, do you know what? Yeah, on a level, I would try to deal with it as best as possible, innit, just for the simple fact of trying to be professional.
Yeah.
But like you say, if I was to go back the next week and the week after, then that's when I'd be like, this is a problem.
Innit?
Because already, like, I've had times where I've turned up and if like one deck's not working, but luckily with Serato, you can instant double the ting and still length a set. Obviously not the same as you'd with two decks, but it doesn't affect you as much because you can just flip tracks over.
Well, I mean, with a mixer, you may as well
chop off. Yeah, exactly. You may as well just chop like one of your arms off when it's a mixer like that. Like, literally, it is a hindrance. But for the first time, I just deal with it. You know, I would try my best just to deal with it, and then maybe adjust the situation after and be like, guys.
I feel like it's another example, yeah, of, you know how across the board, just DJs in general feel like the art form is dying. And there's a lot of DJs just coming in that don't really care too much. They don't care to be the best. Yep. They're doing very basic mixing. And I feel like part of the reason because
basic
of that,
bitches.
Like, yeah, but we're all very quick to blame the Serato technology and the controllers and the ease of being able to get the music and stuff. But I think a large part of it is actually down to the fact that a lot of the clubs are not really putting the effort into making sure that the DJ console and the DJ equipment is tip top. Do you know what I mean? I can count on one hand the amount of venues that I've played at in the last year where I've thought, where nothing has been broken. Do you know what I mean? Like, it might even just be like a one fader in a club, but I can count on one hand where absolutely nothing has been broken in the DJ box. And like,
I think it goes back to what we just said about the people that are in charge, innit? if DJs are in charge, like my Saturday spot, he knows what's up. The people that are looking after this stuff, they don't understand what it is and what goes into it. Like, they just think man can turn up and rock on any kind of dead tools.
Yeah.
Like, you may as well, it's like sending a flipping woodsmith to work with fucking Playmobil plastic fucking saw.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same equivalent. Like,
well, this
I think it just boils down to the people that are in charge don't really know. Or just don't really get the art of it.
I think
into our job,
but I also think they don't really care because at the end of the day,
and that
getting getting more, but spending more money, like I mean, getting top of the range DJ equipment. So for every club now to upgrade to an S9, for example, or whatever, it costs them money, and they look at it as in, well, why should I spend for that one when I can just pay for that one, and they just get a shit one. But I think they really underestimate the value that having that good equipment is. They underestimate the value that it brings to the club, basically. It's but like, for example, to bring another analogy to it, imagine putting Lewis Hamilton in a shopping trolley and telling him, like, there you go, go and win the strapping, the Grand Prix now.
Strapping some knots to the back.
Yeah, go and win the Grand Prix now. Do you know what I mean? When he's in a shopping trolley and everywhere else has still got fast cars, like...
I think it's, bro, only in even down to equipment, to the way people speak to DJs, and like, I just think a high percentage just don't respect the job and the art of DJs. Like, see the way some man come and speak to us at the booth, females, males, punters in general.
Yeah.
You would not get that in any other line of work.
Oh, definitely from the customers. I mean, one thing I will say is every single job I've got and had, actually, the club manager, the promoter, the event guy, whoever, everyone has been like super respectful. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember one time I've worked for someone and thought, oh, you're a prick. Like, everyone that I do business with seems to have like the utmost respect. Do you know what I mean? But I definitely agree, mm-hmm. when it comes to, yeah, like customers and stuff, the way they talk to DJs is definitely a piss take. Like, yeah, man. Drunk people have no manners. No manners.
I have a good relationship with all the promoters and clubs that I work with. Like, that's just the standard thing for me, man. I like to be not on a business level, but friendship as well in it, but not too far. Like, you got to keep it in the middle. You get me? So like, I class these people as friends, but there's a business ethic to it as well. You get me? So it's like,
oh, absolutely.
I'm pretty tidy, and my spots are looking after me at the minute. I don't really have many gripes when it comes to like equipment and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I've definitely dealt with it over the years, 100,000,000%. Bro, some of them early gigs coming up, mate, I would have DJ'd on anything.
Yeah.
Man would have DJ'd on anything. Like, these kids now, bro, with all these S9s, Nexus Mark 12s, fucking Super Spin, bro, the equipment's crazy now, man.
Sport for choice. So that brings me to the other point I was going to make then. Like, given where we are now in DJing and the technology that's available and the fact that so many people... I know some DJs that take their own S9 to the club because that's what they use. There's obviously a lot of DJs that take their own controller to the club. Now, this brings me to the
question. We shouldn't have to, man.
Well, no,
we shouldn't have to.
This is the thing. This brings me to the question. If every DJ uses different equipment, which generally they do now, because obviously I use turntables and my preferred mixer would be an S9, although I don't have one. Like, are we reaching a time now where DJs should just bring all of their own shit and just plug the leads in? So the clubs be responsible for the amp and the speakers, and the DJs bring all of their tools to play with. Like a band, for example.
You're in a different tier then, though, bro. Then you're talking about mobile DJs and that, and your rates have got a...
Yeah.
Like, if I'm taking all my gear to the club, you better double my wage.
Well, for real, because then we're obviously talking about what happens if some dickhead throws a drink in. Like, it's happened to you before where someone's fucked up your laptop.
Yeah, exactly. I've already been there, and that shit cost me, like, 3 bags.
Yeah. So what happens if someone throws a drink all over my S9 if I bring it to the mixer? To the club, sorry.
That, bro.
And now I've got to buy a whole new mixer.
Are the club going to be liable for that? That's when you've got to start getting insurance cover from the club.
Yeah.
Like, anything can go down, bro, in the venue, so... But like you say, if a DJ is fully about their job and they have to use certain tools, like you say, most of the dope DJs that we fuck with, they will take that will mix to the club.
Well, I mean, yeah, but then you've got the other end of
the
spectrum.
Like the guys in Newcastle, like, they'll carry their S9 in, and then flipping, like, you'll carry your turntables and whatnot into the venue. Like, just a lot of people do that. I'm not at that stage yet. I'm not taking my gear.
No, I mean, I started taking my turntables to the club purely because every single club I played in, the turntables were either fucked or non-existent anymore. And it was at a point where requesting 1210s became a headache. They're like, well, no, we don't have them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, look, fuck it. I just get mine and I just bring them. So that's what I started doing. I feel like now we're approaching that with mixers and stuff as well. But at the other end of the spectrum, there's the top tier DJs that send a technical rider, like Jaguar Skills, for example, Nathan Dorr, Charlie Sloth, Tim Westwood. They all send over a tech rider where they can turn up. And I've heard actually that, who was it? I won't say the name. I won't say the name just in case I'm wrong. But I've heard from a club that I play at that one of the DJs turned up and was like, that's not the mixer from my tech rider. I'm not playing. No. And they refused to play. But they sent the tech rider through, and the venue approved it and said, yeah, all that stuff will be there and set up. But when they got there, the DJ was like, no, I'm not playing on this. And it wasn't what...
Bro, that's on the venue then, that, man. Like, if there's a tech rider and it's signed off and they don't provide what's being asked for, then that's peak. Like, I'll very rarely ask for a tech rider. Like, the booking that I'm doing on the weekend is a festival thing, so like they asked me for one, so I just listed it for that. Uh-huh. But like a lot of bookings, because it's normally through homies and people that I know that are about their business anyway, I know they're not going to put me on a dead out setup, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not, but yeah, technical riders, it's going to start being a necessity soon, mate, if this is the way it's going. You can't be sending man out on formula sound. And
yeah. For me now it is a necessity. Like if there's a new booking coming in, and like generally for guest sets, it's not, I do have a technical rider, but it's not so formal that I can send a document with everything. I'll just have a conversation with whoever's booked me and be like, right, what mixer do you have? What decks do you have? And then just, do you know what I mean? Make sure it's the right stuff. If they were to turn around and say, oh yeah, we've got a generation one formula sound mixer, I'd be like, no, you need to get a Pioneer in. Do you know what I mean? Get a Pioneer S9, hire one in, and then
Pioneer should be standard now. If the Pioneer should be standard in all clubs. Like,
industry standard, absolutely. I think
standard procedure now.
Any mixer older than 10 years should be upgraded. Like any mixer older than 10 years.
It should be like MOT. It should be like cars. Should be like a car MOT.
Yeah.
Like that shit should be checked every year, or more if it's mash up or if there's an incident. Like, we should have a DJ MOT.
I tell you what should happen though, really, is more DJs, and like I'm guilty because I actually played the night on the Formula Sound just because out of professionalism. It was fucking shit, mate. I hated my set. But out of professionalism, I didn't want to turn around and be like, well, fuck this, I'm going home. But
Exactly. You can't,
realistically, I should have done. Because if every single DJ did, if we all were like, look, if the equipment's not up to scratch, we are not playing.
Mass exodus of DJs.
Honestly, bro, the clubs would be forced to make sure that the equipment's on point. But again, that's where it comes to a point of, I know a lot of DJs that take their own control.
A lot of people will just play
club
on it, bro. Exactly. Some will step out and some guy will come in and do it for a 1-0 on Formula Sound.
Yeah. Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking hell, mate.
Good luck with that, mate. I hope they get it sorted. Is this one of your residency spots? Have you got to go back there? Yeah,
Mad. Yeah, I've been back several times and there's been issues where I've basically left. I've turned up. The Formula Sound's been there, so I've left the club and gone to borrow one from somebody that I know that has one that can lend it to me that time of night.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
I might just have to get a flight case for my S9 and just have it as a like last ditch emergency. But yeah, for now I'm cool, man.
Yeah.
For now I'm good. All my spots are okay.
Yeah. Right. I just feel
that,
like
the only thing that's took an injury is my laptop recently. That's the only thing that's been hit.
The pain.
I know. The biggest one of them all, you know, the laptop. Myth.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like we should be at a place where if the equipment or if the club is not up to scratch, it should just be like, look, we can't do this. Because it will force the clubs to really stay on point when it comes to the equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, but like you say, man, there's a lot of kids out there who'll just deal with the gear, innit? And play, like, until it gets to the point where, I think we've had this conversation about a few topics, until it gets to the point where everyone's on the same page, it's there's never going to be no mass group of DJs flipping, showing a front for dead equipment and whatnot. Like, it's just not going to happen, man. Like,
we're doomed.
Not anytime soon, anyway.
We're doomed.
Yeah, we're doomed. The art of DJing.
Yeah, the art of DJing is dead. Forget learning new skills. Let's just all go to pre-mixed mixes and not scratching and using Formula One sound. Mate. In fact, let's start a petition.
That's where we spoke about Serato have now got the SoundCloud and Thingy incorporated into it, haven't they?
Yeah,
SoundCloud
and Tidal.
What it was.
Tidal.
Yeah, man. But it's coming, man. The end is near.
The end is nigh. The end is nigh. Soon.
It is upon us.
Yeah, soon we'll have 9-year-olds being able to duppy the club better than 20-year-olds. Because, I don't know.
I think when people make requests now, they just flash a Spotify thing in your face and just expect you to have the song. Like,
I don't mind to be honest. I don't mind it,
but I have to explain to them, like, yo, this isn't DJ Spotify. Like, I don't have
every
single record in the world.
Here's what you do, right? This is what I've been doing. when someone requests a song using their phone, if they've got Spotify up, just say, yeah, I need to take your Spotify to play the song. Leave it with me for 5 minutes. They'll give you their phone unlocked. Bruv, go on their social media, follow all of your own social media. Boom.
Ah, you said this last time.
Subscribe to all of your own channels using their
and
phone.
And then don't play the song.
And don't play the song. Unless you were going to play the song or it's a dope request, but you obviously can't play it from their phone. But yeah, five minutes later, bruv, they'll be back to get their phone because these fuckers can't live more than 5 minutes without their phone in their hand. But yeah, just do that. Just take their phone because they are handing you an unlocked device. Take their phone, follow yourself on all of their social media. If you've got time, put out a tweet about how you're the best DJ. Put it out from their account. Take a selfie, post it on their Instagram. Bruv, I've done it all. I still do it. So...
I'm going to give that one a try this weekend, man.
Honestly, it's fucking, it's gold. I've got so many followers from it. Obviously, they're not legit fans because they fucking don't even realise they're following me, but still.
I wonder if a shout out at this festival on Sunday to follow me on Instagram. I wonder how many followers I'll get. I wonder if anyone will follow me.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be
I've
sick.
Not played on a stage for time.
Yeah, I mean, so I haven't done a stage show for a couple of years now. I need to do one.
Yeah, but the us R&B hip hop guys, we don't get many festival bookings. Not on big stages anyway. You'll get little side stage or VIP ting or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting on a big stage is tough, man. But yeah, Sunday, man is gassed.
Good shit.
Gas him. Man's playing in the shut. It's called the Shubs tent.
Oh, the Shubs tent.
The Shubs.
Nice.
It's called the Sherbs. Yeah, man.
Good times.
It's gonna be dope. Yo, if this thing cuts off, it's because the studio electricity has just like cut out.
You've overstayed your welcome, mate.
Yeah, I'm in Pirate Studios and they have like restrictive time limits. So like 5 minutes after your time, yeah. It just goes, all the gear turns off.
Oh dear. So, yeah, well, in that case, that's it. That rounds up another Talk Over podcast. Don't forget, guys.
Another bitch session.
Another bitching session is finished. Fuck the industry. Fuck the world. Fuck music. I'm going to be a kitchen fitter.
Fuck Formula Sound.
Yeah, I'm going to fit kitchens for the rest of my life. It's actually, to be fair, finishing my one's going to take the rest of my life anyway. But yeah, don't forget, dudes, follow us on Spotify. Is it follow on Spotify? Yeah, isn't it? Subscribe on Apple Music.
Yeah, it's follow.
Yeah, follow. You know what to do. Find us on Spotify. Find us on Apple Music. That's where we are. Hashtag TalkOver Podcast. And we'll be back again with another one very, 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 very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.